everybody on Audio Boo. It's been a couple of days. I know I've been keeping in touch with people mainly by Audio Boo and a little bit by Twitter. So what's going on? Updates from Melissa, I guess you can say. A couple of things. First of all, tomorrow I'm starting my new radio show. And it is the Friday night dance party, and it is going to be dance hits from the 70s and 80s, and it's going to be broadcast from 6 to 8 Pacific, 9 to 11 Eastern, and I believe 2 in the morning UK, on Saturday morning. Unfortunately, that's, time zones are just wild that way. Anyways, it's going to air on Mint FM, so if you tune in to Mint, MINTFM.net, and you will be able to hear that. It's a disco and 80s kind of thing. It's nice, with a friend's persistence. I was actually reluctant to get back into broadcasting, but he kept saying, "You need to do this." And so here I am back on the broadcasting front, and with music, it'll be a little bit more easier. The last two shows I did were, one was a talk show and the other one was a music show. They both involved a lot of meditation and New Age music, which is good, but I used to have 80s radio shows. I even had a Billboard Memories, which was with music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, I believe. And they, the 60s and the 70s, not the 50s. And then of course I had my 80s show. And personally, I don't broadcast music beyond the 80s. There was some decent music in the 90s, I'll have to admit, I've enjoyed some of them. But unfortunately, the 80s is when most of the music really went, after the 80s was most of it went downhill. But with these music shows, you can project a lot of energy. With the meditative shows, the New Age music, it is a passion of mine, but it is extremely relaxing. And it's noted that a lot of listeners do not like that kind of stuff. They're really not into New Age. Anyways, so tune into my show tomorrow. That's the first thing to talk about. Second thing is, of course, it's been a very busy week last week, and we've been kind of using this week to recuperate. But I've been kind of messing around on Safari, because when my laptop is in use, 1:39. Recording. I can't go on the computer. As we know, Wilma's not working. For those who don't know, the power supply has also gone out, so she will no longer turn on. So I've been hearing about this app called Hatchie. I've heard at least 3 or 4 people mention it on Audio Boo alone, and it's supposed to be like these virtual pets for the iPhone. And it's almost like those little toy pets that everybody had in the 90s. Personally, I like the idea. It's neat. I really do. And I am tempted to try it out. The only thing with me is I get so committed and so wound up in other things. I already have Baby Adopter and Little Girl Magic. And I have not been able to keep up with the daily task of feeding the baby and the little girl. And it's interesting because
0:32.
I'll probably have to go into another Audio Boo, but those apps have notification sounds for when they need to be fed. And they go off at the most inopportune time. And it's crazy. I'll have to talk to you about that in the next Audio Boo. But that's basically what's going on here. So I will be back for Boo number